The Islamic Revolution leader says the recent Islamic uprisings spell greater development to the region. President Ahmadinejad says youth employment tops the government's agenda on its new round of prevention. And the Libyan revolutionaries intend to dislodge Gaddafi loyalists from Bani Walid. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello and welcome. This is Dromijam Network English News. It's great to have you with us. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says the recent Islamic uprisings in the Muslim world are prelude to a greater development and a rule of Islam in the region. The leader said this in a meeting with participants of the fifth summit of Ahlul Bayt World Assembly, as well as Iran's cultural representatives in various foreign countries in the holy city of Mashhad. Ayatollah Khamenei expressed optimism that the ongoing Islamic movements will totally end the dominance of major enemies of Islam, the Israeli regime and the U.S. in particular. The leader emphasized that the youth in Muslim countries have shunned materialistic schools of thought and become cognizant of Islamic teachings, underlining that such honor has been achieved thanks to the Islamic Revolution by the Iranian nation. The leader then cautioned against persisting threats posed against Muslim countries, including intensifying efforts to sow discord among followers of different religions. Ayatollah Khamenei went on to say that the global arrogance is pursuing a policy of Shiaophobia and put accent on the significance of exercising vigilance against such ploys. The Islamic Revolution leader also attended a ceremony to remove the dust from the holy mausoleum of Imam Reza in the shrine city of Mashhad. During the ceremony, verses of the Holy Quran as well as religious hymns in praise of Imam Reza, the eighth Imam of the Prophet Muhammad's infallible household, were recited. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says the world is on the verge of a great change since many nations are standing against their tyrannical and U.S.-backed governments. Talking to a gathering of people in the northwestern city of Erbil, President Ahmadinejad said several countries in the Middle East and North Africa are following the ideals of Iran's Islamic Revolution, mainly monotheism, justice, brotherhood, unity, and protest against the current world situation and world arrogance. Turning to domestic issues, the chief executive said youth employment tops his government's agenda during the fourth round of provincial tours. The president further said youth housing is also among the main issues to be tackled by the government during the same period. Ahmadinejad added comprehensive economic reforms are also top on the agenda of the government's domestic policies. As for the $3 billion bank fraud, the president urged the judiciary branch to pay serious attention to the issue. Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani says close cooperation between Iran and Iraq can be beneficial to all regional countries, leaving positive effects on current regional developments. The Iranian top parliamentarian made the remarks in a meeting with member of the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq, Adil Abdul Mahdi, in Tehran. The Iranian official added that the Iranian nation and government have done their best to stand by the Iraqi nation in hard times and will certainly continue to do so in the future. He then termed the ongoing regional developments as a historical opportunity for all Muslim nations and warned against the plots instigated by the enemies during the popular uprisings. The Iraqi official in turn said Baghdad is to further enhance mutual ties with Tehran.